Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 28th of January. With unanimity, 92 out of 92 surveyed economists in the Bloomberg Consensus expect the US Federal Reserve to leave interest rates unchanged today. For one economist to be wrong in their views is, of course, hard to conceive. The idea that 92 economists could be wrong is simply beyond any conceivable sense of reason. The Fed will leave rates unchanged. While there are concerns about the labour market, and it remains critical that fear of unemployment is still contained, consumer spending figures have held up so far. US consumers seem prepared to continue to reduce their savings rate in order to pay for the tariffs, and that has kept growth at a reasonable pace. An insurance rate cut may very well be needed in the future as inflation ticks a little higher. Tariff effects still have a few months to work through, but there's no urgency around that rate reduction. The press conference is less likely to be about policy and more likely to focus on the independence of the Federal Reserve. The latest attempts to challenge the Fed's independence with court cases, etc., are bound to be a source of questioning. A couple of issues here are of interest. One is whether Powell intends to remain as a governor after May. Their gubernatorial term doesn't expire until 2028. Powell remaining a governor would constrain Trump's ability to sway interest rate decisions through the appointment process. Another question is what happens if the court case against Powell continues and the Senate, in consequence, refuses to confirm whoever Trump nominates as the next chair. In that situation, a vice chair would become acting chair of the Board of Governors. The chair of the FOMC is a decision for the FOMC, however. Powell could conceivably still be FOMC chair beyond May. There is some inflation uncertainty in the States still. If one were to take US President Trump's social media posts seriously, then new additional tariffs might add some further inflation pressures. The Fed is not likely to pay more attention to the president venting on social media than other government officials seem to. The potential ruling against the legality of tariffs also complicates the inflation outlook. On inflation, however, Trump's comments appearing to support the recent slide in the dollar are less relevant. Currency moves, and indeed trade generally, tend to be far less significant for inflation than people suppose. Companies price to market. No corporate chief exec is going to change a pricing strategy every time a foreign exchange dealer presses a button. Nearly all imports into the United States have prices agreed contractually in dollar terms. This means that the currency pass through to import prices is weak and slow in the United States. And of course, the import price is typically only 40% of the final consumer price for a finished good, further blunting the currency effect. Where Trump's comments do have resonance is not with the trade side of the balance of payments, but with the capital flows side. If this builds the narrative of US relative decline, it adds to the idea of corroding reserve currency status. It's not inflation, but the bond market that is most vulnerable to Trump's forays into the foreign exchange market. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only. and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.